from Backroads Bill Steer. Our listeners in the summer are familiar with Backroads Bill. He's an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. And each week in the summer, Bill takes us down the backroads of Northern Ontario, shares stories about those special spots. And this winter, we've been checking in a few times, and we've got Bill on the line for a wild winter adventure. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. It is a wild winter, to be sure.
Yeah, cold enough for you?
Well, you know what? This is perfect snowshoeing conditions this year, with whether you have high-tech snowshoes or moccasins and traditional snowshoes. The snow is great. Yesterday was balmy, but all the other weekends are cold. But, you know, you got to get outside. We live here, and the beauty is all out there in the back roads.
And where are you going to take us this morning?
Well, I was out at the Loring Deer Yard. I tend to go out there every few years, and it's a great spot to see deer, you know, it's an area. It's not designated. It's south of Lake Nipissing, between Highway 69 and Highway 11, and close to that Loring Restuel area. It's about five townships. It's about 500 square kilometers. About a third of it is private land, but it's the habitat, because in a nutshell, using that idiom, that the deer migrate there more than 100 kilometers in the late fall, and they take up residence there in the winter because of the conditions, mostly the conifers, the hemlock, and the browse food. And there's a whole area of protection. So, you know, it has a carrying capacity about somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 deer.
When you say protection, what do you mean?
Well, you know, these hemlock trees in particular, they have these huge crowns, and the snow falls down and it traps the snow. Well, most of the conifers do that anyway, but it provides that protection. I mean, the deer go there because their metabolism slows down, and they're trying to conserve energy. We just don't see them bounding through the fields during the winter.
So they're able to get around easier in the Loring Deer Yard?
Yeah, well, they establish what's called runways or trails, and they go from, you know, they're out during the day browsing, or they're sleeping in these. It's great to see these little circular bed holes. People come along. They look like little wee crop circles, but they're everywhere. But they're browsing, conserving energy, and they go from these little islands of the conifers where they provide the protection from the snow. The snow is actually less deep, and, of course, protection from the wind. And that's their kind of daily routine. They're trying to get through the winter. I mean, their fat stores. I mean, for some of us, you know, we'd like to lose about a fifth of our body weight, but they do. And there's kind of programmed to survive a winter that's about 3 months in length. But last year we had a long winter, and of course this winter, we don't know how long it's going to be, but it's been devastating for sure.
Yeah.
They're not wearing sweaters and fur coats.
Well, they've got their natural fur, of course. Sometimes don't people feed the deer as well?
Yeah, they do. And if you drive along that Highway 522, you'll see a lot of people, you know, serving a diet of corn and oats. And one of the land use technicians from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, Paul Kennedy, say, you know, it's like rocket fuel. I mean, it speeds up their metabolism. And he, you know, it's not illegal to feed the deer, but it's not a recreational convenience as well. If you're going to start feeding the deer, you got to finish throughout the whole season, or they're going to be in even more trouble than they are.
Ever have a special moment at Loring? Do you snowshoe yourself out there?
Absolutely. You know, you go in about, you find the Little River Road, which is just east of Golden Valley, and you go in 3.9 kilometers, and they used to have a maintained trail and an observatory which was elevated. You could see the deer feed. They used to have emergency feeding programs, but that was discontinued in the year 2000. But there's this nice 2-point-something-kilometer loop that crosses the Little River Road, and you can see the old blue blazes. And, you know, it's a great family lesson in ecology between deer habitat and food sources. And again, you see the pellets, you'll see the bedding circles, you'll see these runways, you'll see where they're browsing. And the one thing I will say, though, anecdotally, though, last year, and the hunters will tell you that, there's less deer and less deer this year. I did see some, because you usually end up startling them. But I think that's a special moment. But again, just being out there, and it's funny, this trail hasn't been maintained for years, and the deer, of course, take the path of least resistance, like most animals, and you'll follow it right along. It hasn't been maintained at all.
And they're looking for the hemlock, I guess, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they browse on hardwoods, and the tops of the hardwoods, and of course the conifers, and they sometimes eat themselves out of house and home, and that's why regeneration of all species, tree species, is important. But that's this whole area where they migrate to, and again, we'll just see what happens if there's a significant die-off, depending on the length of this winter and, of course, the severity.
Now, last time we talked, Bill, you were alluding to a story about the Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch story is done. There's evidence, and I can't wait till probably sometime in early March, and we're going to discuss this. I've interviewed a lot of people and a Sasquatch expert who has written two books on the subject.
You haven't seen one yourself, have you?
Well, you know, I keep looking over my shoulder.
All right, Bill, we will talk again. Thanks so much. Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. We'll put an online feature about Bill and the Loring Deer Yard on our website. If you've got a story to share, an experience, you used to travel there, maybe you feed the deer. How are they doing this year? You can call our talkback line. Love to hear from you. Talkback anytime. Toll free, 1-800-461-1138.